Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hopefully you guys enjoyed your weekend. Would love to hear what you guys have been up to. A couple of ways you can get a hold of me. You can email me, Tuttle, that's Tuttle with two Ds, T-U-D-D-L-E, at gmail.com. Or you can actually leave me a voicemail, and you can even text me, 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. So, this past weekend in Florida, you can't call it a blizzard. I gotta tell you, but Boston, they got completely hammered. Trying to do my best. This blizzard was a wicked pisser. Why did I go like Ukrainian and then went right into like, we're going to go to the bar. We're going to eat some camels. Yeah, I can only hit the key words, but man, Boston got hammered. And it's funny because all the local meteorologists, you know, there's a chain of command when it comes to local meteorologists. You got the chief meteorologist, then you got like the people that work the day parts during the week, and that's also including the chief meteorologist. And then you got the jobbers that, you know, work part-time. Well, I'm not saying anything bad about them, but they do a lot of the graphics and stuff. But on the weekend, you usually do not see the chief meteorologist out. And like Tony Manolfi, I saw a lot of the big swinging D's in local Orlando meteorology. They were in because, you know, this is like the winter. This is the coldest that had been in Central Florida in quite some time, and they're not going to want to miss it. Not going to want to miss it at all. And I got to call the Weather Channel out a little bit. Because you know the Weather Channel was behind this. Like, I know that it's been going on for quite some time, but why are we now naming winter storms? Maybe it was the local news media up north. Who knows? Because I guarantee you, because we name hurricanes, we name them every single year. That's been going on forever. But everybody saw what was going on in the southeast. The weather meteorologists were like, all right, Florida's getting all the attention. Louisiana, Texas, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina. So what I'm trying to say is I don't understand. The only time back in the day when we named a winter storm, and we really didn't even give it a name. We just like, I remember the one bomb cyclone or this mega just front was the 1993 superstorm. And that made what everybody just went through this past weekend like nothing. But in true typical Florida fashion, it was cold overnight. You know, one of the things I missed the most, because I have talked about this, hearing the pumps kick on at the fernries or the citrus groves because they do that freeze protection. And when you hear that, you're like, yep, it's 32. It's 32. But it got warm during the day. I actually went out with my friend Fish on Jay, Jason, big part of the Bubba Army. We went out to Hallover Canal. And I got to tell you, we did horribly. There was one fish that Jason got on the hook, and the line was screaming. It was screaming. And then he took him right into that little cove there and cut him off on the rocks. But for the most part, like Haulover Canal in Brevard County, Florida, it is the go-to spot when you are wanting monster-sized redfish, trout, black drum. That is definitely the place that you need to go to. And if you'd like to see what Haulover Canal looks like, this is not like a paid endorsement or anything, but I ended up uploading a video of my trip with Jason to Haulover Canal, kind of walked some of the trails, showed you some of the spots that you can fish. And if you guys have been to Haulover, don't forget that that real main area where everybody fishes at, that's closed down. They're doing a lot of construction out there. So we had to fish on the other side where the boat ramp and stuff was. But it turned out to be a really, really good video. So go check that out. If you haven't already done it, subscribe and hit that bell button by going to youtube.com/Tuttle. One last thing about the cold weather before I move off of that topic. You know, my producer Vulture came down on Martin Luther King Day because we were observing it. We wanted to sit down and see what we could do hand in hand. No, it was just a day off. But, I mean, everybody should, like, observe it. I do agree with that. But Vulture brought me a whole bunch of dress clothes. And, you know, living in Florida, you really don't wear a lot of dress clothes because it's just too hot. Too humid, too hot. And I know that I'm going to sound like a complete chick when I say this, but, man, you get to wear so many just way better clothes during the wintertime. I remember when I was married, my wife would always say, oh, the wintertime is for all the cute clothes. And I really didn't get what she meant by that. But last week, I did a live stream Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm not telling you that because I feel like I needed an award or something. No, but I tried to dress up. I tried to dress up every single night of the week. So I kind of did a little bit of Tuttle Fashion Week. And I'm going to do like a little bit of a montage there. And I would like to get like a vote. I know that it's very teen vogue-ish of me to do. It's kind of like who wore it better. But yeah, I don't understand, guys. Like, you see people taking a lot of selfies. A lot more women than men. And I don't take a lot of those pictures like that because when I do get in a mood where I think I look halfway decent, here, I'll give you an example. Another reason I got on this kick was when I posted one of the pictures, a lady made a comment about my shoulders, like my shoulders looking more broad and more muscular. And it was like, oh man, you don't even realize that you might be hot right now. And I'm like, no, I'm not hot. But I mean, I have been working out. I look way better. And what ended up happening, I was working out the other day and I was just like, oh man, I'm looking actually pretty good. I'm not vain at all, people. I'm not. It's either me working out and being obsessive compulsive about my body image and stuff and how I feel. I know that's not a healthy way to look at it, but it's either that or me drinking and doing any drug that anybody will give me. I think this is a lot better in my opinion. Matter of fact, I definitely know that it's better. But I was working out and I looked really good. And I was like, all right, I'm going to start taking pictures. But I just feel like a complete douche. And the thing is, I'm just being upfront with you. I know that I felt like a douche. And I'm sure that I look like a douche. But you know how I, like, reasoned with it in my head? You want to know why I took the pictures and I posted them? Because I was like, oh, man, people are going to clown me. They're going to clown me. And nobody ever really did, but This is how sick and twisted that my mind is, that if somebody called me out about it and, like, called me the F word for gay or something like that, I would just be like, look, man, this is a goof. I know that I'm hideous. I know that I'm not attractive. Well, I wouldn't go that far. I don't have that low self-esteem. Matter of fact, I'm really, really confident. Confident. Not confident. Confident. I'm very confident that I know that I'm looking a lot better than what I was when I just didn't give a F about what I put in my body. But I was going to say, in my mind, I was like, it was just a joke, man. It was a big goof. I was trying to be funny. And then that's the sad thing, though. The great comments that I got, positive comments I got, I couldn't even enjoy those. I couldn't enjoy them because I thought they were just being nice. There's no way that anybody could think that. I'm not trying to treat you guys like a therapist or a psychiatrist today. That's not my intention at all. I just like to let you guys into my world and some of the things that just go through my head. And this is why a lot of people have self-image problems. And, you know, for a while there, I was like, you know what? No, kids aren't getting, body image problems. They're not hating themselves because of Facebook or Instagram or TikTok. No, that's not happening. That's just bad parenting. But it's the truth, though. It is. Because I just knew that I was going to get clowned. I didn't. But even when I got good compliments, guess what? I didn't believe them. I'm the worst at taking compliments. I just get uncomfortable when people give me compliments. And I know that's not a very healthy way to be. And a lot of this stuff stems from things that I went through in my childhood. And once again, as a disclaimer, my parents, my mom or dad, had nothing to do with it at all. My mom and dad were the most supportive and would accept me for anything. So my parents never, well, there might be some childhood trauma, but it wasn't that bad. Not some of the other stuff that happened to me. And that's why I don't take compliments. That's why I apologize all the time. I apologize about stuff that I have no control over at all. And I'll apologize for it. Like it's my fault. Like if the traffic's really bad and I'm with a bunch of friends and we're going to, oh, I'm so sorry about the traffic. It was my fault. I told everybody to get on the road at that time. Jesus Christ, man. Now just talking about this. Poof. No wonder I got really bad luck at relationships. I'm most likely going to end up doing a show kind of just updating you guys on what's going on with the Tuttle Daily podcast and all the content that I'm putting out there. I know that I've been talking about this a really long time. That's what radio people do. That's what podcasters do. They talk about a lot of stuff. You know, a lot of radio hosts, a lot of podcasts. We should just shut up until it's ready. Don't mention what you got ahead because just it's like the boy that cried wolf. Because you keep telling people. And it hasn't happened in a really, really long time that people are, oh, he's just full of crap. Because every time you bring it, oh, it's full of crap. Here he goes again. There's a lot of radio hosts that are guilty of that. They will say the same stuff over and over and over again. And they'll go back and they'll rehash things that they did or what happened to them or what, hey, things are going to be great. Going to be awesome. Everything's going to be great in the future. And a lot of them are being honest, but sometimes it just does not happen. And that's why I don't even know why I make the same mistake because I've seen numerous radio hosts that I've worked with that have done that. Things happen. Things don't go as planned. So it's better not to talk about it. But I'm just going to do it over again right now. Because, all right, so I had to get another computer. The last one that Vulture got, not so good. And I'm not saying anything bad about that. Because Vulture has done so much for me. So that's definitely not a dig on Vulture at all. But so I got that computer coming in. I looked at this, man, I gotta tell you, if you're into podcasts, you go use Rode, R-O-D-E. Their podcasting equipment is head and shoulders above everybody else. And I'm going to get one of their mixing boards, and I got my eye. I got a line on a couple of them, and a good microphone from Rode that is especially made for that board. Once I get that, oh, it's game over. And this is not me trying to act all bigger than that. No, it's not. I just know that I've had the hunger, the burn in my belly that has made me want to just go. But I also, once again, back to my OCDs and stuff, I want to make sure that it's going to sound perfect. Because I've been doing this way too long. I've been doing this audio content for quite some time, and I know how it's supposed to sound. I know the formula that works. It is. My whole radio career is basically, and I've had to take the long road around to get to this point, but my radio career is kind of like Thanos and the Marvel movies. I've worked with so many different radio hosts, so many different radio shows, so many different personalities, so many program directors, and I'm just collecting stones. I'm collecting stones of knowledge that I'm going to put in my infinity gauntlet, and then once I put that little snap, when I throw that snap out there, because look, I got a stone from Ron and Fez. I got a stone from Russ Rollins. I got a stone from Drew Garabo. A stone from Jim Phillips. A stone from Bubba the Love Sponge. A stone from Mike Calta. A stone from Spice Boy. When I was... I need to think about all those people that I just mentioned. You know, like in Marvel, they got the Mind Stone, the Infinity Stone, the Power Stone, the Reality Stone, the Time Stone. As a nerd, I should know all those, but I think that I'm missing one. And I got to think of what I would name each stone that I got from a host. Because once I get this stuff going and I get all the equipment that I need, I don't have any other stuff going on in my life. Because since my dad passed away, being honest with you, I really have not gone out and done much of anything. I've gone, and maybe I've met some people. I've hung out with some friends. I'll tell you this much. I've probably seen Colton, and this isn't because Colton doesn't want to hang out with me. I've seen him maybe 3 or 4 times since my dad passed away. Because even since I've been off of Bubba's show, I would go over at least once a month to hang out, spend time with Colton. Matter of fact, his family's probably like, man, I'm... You know, we get a little bit of a break because this guy came over every month, but I love his parents, and I really don't think they would say that. But since then, all I've been doing is working on self-improvement. I've been working on self-improvement, working on myself physically, mentally, working on my craft, doing things behind the scenes, saving my revenue, and just trying to reinvest it. That's what I've been doing. So now that things are finally, I got my gauntlet complete. Hopefully it doesn't backfire on me like it did Thanos. But I'm going to be doing 2-hour live streams every single day. And then I'm going to be doing a specialty podcast. That's where I'm going to start going with the audio podcast stuff that I do. Because I'm going to do the live stream, and that's going to be 2 hours. I'm going to do a 2-hour live stream, and then I'm going to take that audio, and then I'm going to put it up for the audio podcast version. But then I'm going to myself personally, if I have to host them myself, I've made a lot of contacts with fellow content creators, and I'm going to do specialty shows with these people. And the thing about the specialty shows, they're going to be a little bit shorter. They'll maybe 20, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Hell, it might be an hour. But like, I want to find a hockey expert. I want to kind of turn this into not just doing shows, but doing specialty shows. Shows that the supporters of mine that are just doing this are going to be able to sink their teeth into. Because I'm hitting the ground running. Because now I'm on a good sleep schedule. I'm in a good place mentally. And I really think this is where it's going to kick in. I still want to be on terrestrial radio. I still would love to do stuff with Bubba. I would love to still do stuff with Bubba. I know that I can't be on the terrestrial show because of some of the mistakes and stuff that I've made. But I'm willing to do an exclusive show for Bubba Army Radio. I'll do a podcast. I don't want any credit for it. Just maybe throw me some plugs for my YouTube channel and all the other stuff that I do. Because once I get that board and the computer and everything hooked up, it's going to be nonstop. I am going to be a factory for content. Speaking of content, I was just talking about Bubba, and I'm looking for the audio, and I'm not going to get into it that much, but somebody had told me that maybe I fished with him today, but he said something about I was brought up or talked about on the show, and working in radio and stuff, you got to realize, you got to find proof, and even though, you know, I'll come out and say, Jason, even though Jason told me about it, I was like, I need to hear the audio. Because every radio listener, they love to start beef with other radio personalities. So I want to be able to hear the audio. So when I hear the audio, I'll get into a little bit more. But I guess Anna is doing MMA, or she's learning a facet of MMA, I think, with Gracie Tampa, or I don't even know what it is. I don't listen to the show. It's not because I don't think it's good. It's just I'm busy with all my stuff, helping my mom out and just taking care of random stuff and getting my workouts in and doing my spiritual stuff, even though I'm not religious and I'm not turning into a hippie. And then I got to get all the other stuff done. But I hear she's doing MMA, and they were like talking about how I was, still am, the intergender champion, the ladies champion, because I have 42-1. I lost one match to a woman in the squared ring. That was to Christy Martin, and that was after I had already like beat. What I'm about to say was all sanctioned. It was all sanctioned. The women signed waivers and stuff, because I don't want to go right into what I'm about to say. But they all could win a bunch of cash and prizes. They weren't forced to do it. They signed willingly. They wanted to fight me in a boxing ring. It was kind of like a Digstown-style match. Remember that movie where that fighter had to fight 10 people in one night? That's what I would do. That was like my gimmick. But this was at Miss Monster, and Russ and them wanted me to drink a beer, take a shot of vodka in between each round, or just liquor in general. And this was during the summertime, by the way, on Daytona Beach, hot as F. I got sick. I was drunk. It was so hot, I burnt the skin off the bottom of my feet. My feet were bleeding after the fifth fight that I had. And take a shot of beer, or I mean a whole beer and a shot in between each round. And then I had to fight the heavyweight women's champion of the world. I mean, that it was sanctioned. It was real. And let me tell you how tough Christy Martin is. Her husband tried to kill her. Her husband tried to kill her, shot her a couple of times, I think even stabbed her, put her in a trunk, and was, I guess, thought she was dead. When he went to open up the trunk, she got out and was able to get away. So that's how tough Christy Martin is. And that's the only woman that I have ever lost to. But back to my original thought, though, that somebody was saying, you know, that Anna versus me. And it would not be fair. And I do not think that I could do that. I really don't think I could do it because old Tuttle would do it and not care about the blowback. I just wouldn't. I wouldn't care. But maybe that's the reason why I'm in the position that I am now. I'm in the position I am now because I just didn't care. I was like a bull in a china shop. And I just didn't care about the consequences because it would not look good. It would look horrible. I mean, that's not even talking about the safety issues with the whole thing. Because I would tie one hand behind my back, but when I'm talking about safety issues when it comes to Anna, and I don't even know if this was said, so I'm going to wait until I hear the audio to, you know, maybe kind of spice it up like Jake or Logan Paul. But my safety concerns are for my hands. I want to make sure that if I was, per se, going to fight Anna in the boxing ring, by the way, she signed a waiver, nobody forced her to do this, all that good stuff, because I don't believe in violence against women. I just don't. But my biggest safety concern is because of my hands. And I want to make sure Anna is wearing a mouthpiece. And not just one of those cheap mouthpieces that you can get from any like Walgreens, CVS, or this has got to be one of those professional ones. Because could you imagine, like I could be wearing 12-ounce gloves. And if you don't know much about box, hell, you know what? Even 16-ounce gloves. 16-ounce gloves have a lot of padding on them. And I would even want that. I would want that plus Anna wearing a professional mouth guard. Could you imagine what would happen to my hand if my hand hit those beaver teeth of hers? You realize beavers can chew through wood? Do you believe... I mean, that's some pretty strong teeth. It would cut my hands all up, just like I would not punch a horse in the mouth. You can't go and punch a horse in the mouth with your bare hands without that horse wearing a mouth guard. No, because guess what? You're asking for stitches. I'll give you a prime example. You know, I worked with him when he worked at WJRR, Crash. Do you guys remember Crash? That was on WJRR. He's now, I think, over in on 98 Rock in Tampa. He was leaving a promotion, and somebody was out breaking into his car or something, and he got into a fight with one of these white trash meth out. You know how the Komodo dragon, has the most bacteria in their mouth, and they will bite like a buffalo, and they'll follow that buffalo around for a couple weeks until it just dies of infection. Well, that's the same thing as any white trash methed out person. And Crash ended up punching one of them in the mouth to defending himself. And that one little cut, man, I feel so bad because, man, Crash's arm, and I'm not saying anything bad about him, but Crash, he had to have the biggest chunk of flesh taken out of his arm, like on his forearm. I think they had to cut it open because the infection got so bad. They, you know, like when you cook a hot dog and it splits, that's what ended up happening to Crash. Crash got bit by a human Komodo dragon. He was defending his property and he almost lost his arm. Yeah, that's what happened to Crash. And I'm not saying that Anna has a dirty mouth or whatever, but come on. I don't know, man. Those teeth, I might not even take that fight. You know what? I've already said too much. I'm going to find the audio. And when I find the audio, I'll get back into a little bit more. I hope that this does not cause me any heat. It may or may not. Who knows? Because I've been pretty nice. I have nothing but respect for Bubba. You know, Bubba gave me more than any other radio host, gave me a spot as a co-host. And he is a GOAT. He's the GOAT. I mean, the guy has fallen and risen from the ashes just as many times as I've worked for Bubba the Love Sponge, and that's a lot. So, I just, you know, I wish they would take me back. Now, something I am going to wait on until I get a little bit more information on it. I will tell you what I do know. I don't know if you guys remember, and I go back and I cringe when I listen to the audio quality and the content in general of some of the older shows that I did. But I had this, I had Richard Rowe. Richard Rowe was a truck driver that was running for public office. I think it was a Florida State Congress or House of Representatives. But it was a great interview. He was very passionate. And a lot of people, because Richard Rowe, from what I got, I followed a lot of his stuff, but he seemed very accepting. Like, he didn't judge people on sexual preference, religious preference, race, creed, whatever that is. Richard was that type of person. And I shouldn't even just call him, I should say Richard Rowe, because when I say Richard, it makes it seem like we were friends. And I mean, we talked a couple of times, but he ended up passing away. And Richard was very pro-vaccination. He was. And I was reading, see, because that's the thing about it. I couldn't find any news stories. Could not find any, like, cause of death from it. But a lot of these anti-vaxxers now, they're going around. And I'm not saying that it wasn't the cause, but a lot of people, these anti-vaxxers, are saying, well, you know, this guy was so pro-vaccine because they got to dig up dirt. Because look at it this way. All right, so Mark Bernier here in Volusia County, he's a radio guy. How many radio guys that did you see out there that were anti-vaxxers that died because of the coronavirus and all these, quote, oh, man, I wish I would have taken the vaccine and all that stuff. Now the anti-vaxxers, they're reaching. They really are. And I want to find out a little bit more. And if he didn't, because they said he died 7 weeks after getting the Pfizer shot, the second dose. That right there calls into question that this is even true. Because this website, it's not accredited. It's not a part of any, like, media credential type area. This is just like a blog. And the guy takes a lot of Richard's tweets. Richard Rowe takes a lot of his tweets and breaks them down. But they're saying that it was because of the Pfizer shot 7 weeks later. And I just don't buy it. Not 7 weeks. Now, if you told me, oh, yeah, he died a week after he got his Pfizer shot, I'm like, oh, man, that's a little suspicious. It is. And it's crazy how this pandemic has divided us as a country. there are some people that on both sides, Democrat, Republican. That's the thing about it. Trump was divided us. Biden's dividing us. It's almost like, you know, divide and conquer. We take these American sheep. We divide them. We make them hate each other. They're all going to be so busy fighting with each other. They're not going to care about how we're just robbing them blind. They're not even going to notice it. That's exactly what's happening. But I want to get a little bit more info. I also want to have a meeting with my producer Vulture over it. Because, I mean, we're talking about a man that died. Now, also, all those tweets, all the social media, I think it's still up, but all those tweets and stuff, they're gone. They are absolutely gone, which also could be the sign of a really, really big lawsuit coming right down the pike. Oh, man. It's crazy. We're definitely living in some crazy times. Speaking of crazy times, I mean, even more, well, maybe it makes me pathetic as well, too, for even talking about it, but local news, they all got to do one of these stories, and I guarantee you this story was, like, coming back from the last break, the news story, the little clip that you play right before you bring the meteorologist back on to tell you what the weather is going to be like in the morning.
A New York Zoo has its first penguin chick hatched by a same-sex pair. The new chick hatched on January 1st to two male Humboldt penguins at the Rosemont Gifford Zoo.
I love how I got to say this, but I support all gay rights. I do. I support all of them. I don't care what two men do. I don't have a problem with two men adopting a baby. Matter of fact, I can almost guarantee you that a lot of people they're all thinking, oh my God, you can't let two gay men, you can't let two lesbians raise a kid because it confuses them. Well, guess what? I mean, heterosexual parents confuse their kids on a daily basis. They do. I almost think that two gay dads, matter of fact, it needs to be a TV show immediately. I would watch my two gay dads. I know they had My Two Dads back in the day, but let's update this. My Two Gay Dads, NBC next fall. Let's make it happen. But a lot of people are saying, they're talking about this story because, oh my God, this just shows even gay penguins can unite, have a baby. Well, guess what, okay? Number one, I don't know, like, are the two male penguins actually, like, having sex? Don't you gotta have sex with another male to be considered gay, right? I'm just throwing some questions out there. So until I see these two penguins BFing each other, then how do you know they're gay? Just being honest. Number two, guess what else? Male penguins sit on the eggs all the time because the lady, she lays the egg, male sits there, takes care of it, and the mother goes out and does some fishing. And then the guy, the male, he gets a little bit of time to go fish. He gets to eat what he has to, but he's still got to come back and throw it up in the little chicklets. I'm not talking about the Mexican gum, but throw up fish in the chick's mouth. Maybe it might be a little bit more impressive. Yeah, they hatched this little baby penguin. This little baby penguin. Are both of the fathers going to, like, baby bird this little baby penguin? I don't know. And are all the other penguins, like, afraid that this little penguin is going to grow up to be another penguin? No, that's not going through their mind because guess what? The penguins aren't gay. They're just bros. They're bros that like hanging out with each other. Maybe they check out each other's packages and stuff, but, come on. All heterosexual men do the same thing. Just the way that it works. If you're at the gym and the old man's, like, drying his balls and everything with the hair dryer, I'm going to check that out. Am I interested in? No. Am I interested in looking at bloody car accidents? Rubberneck, I do it. You just got to look.
The same-sex foster couple are a first for the zoo, which was relied on foster parents to incubate eggs in the past. The zoo has at least two breeding pairs of penguins with a history of inadvertently breaking their fertilized eggs. So to give the eggs a better chance of hatching a chick, keepers may give the egg to a more successful pair to incubate. It has since hatched more than 55 penguin chicks. Humboldt penguins are native to Humboldt, current off the coast of Chile and Peru. They are listed as vulnerable with the wild population declining due to habitat loss.
Oh, God. You know, like, I shouldn't even talked about that, but I just had to, like, go on that little bit of rant. But do better local news. I want some better news stories to talk about. I can't afford a news department yet. Paying a lot for this new studio. Gonna kick off. Maybe one day I'll be able to, like, hire a news department to be able to do my own news stories, but I can't. Anyways, I'm getting out of here, guys. I know I was all over the place. I know that I was probably manic because probably am manic right now. Better than being depressed. Anyways, getting out of here. Hopefully you enjoyed today's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketBearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover service is brought to you by jcvoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two Ds .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What? What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.